What is up, guys? I am Brandon. This is John. This is the Altered State Podcast, episode 64.
64, baby. The Neil Yakupov episode. The piece of shit.
Who, from what I hear, is a douche.
Right, yeah. You know that because this is take two.
This is take two because I had a fuzzy mic.
We had a fuzzy, but I feel like $1 million right now. I feel like we learned something.
Producer
today.
John just fixed it somehow.
Yeah, we learned things. That's but right. Yeah, Neil Yakupov, who was drafted by the Oilers, like first overall, I think, and then traded to the Blues for nothing, but then couldn't crack the roster on a team that didn't even make the playoffs. So if that's what you need to know about how shitty he is. But he's rememberable with that nickname, N64.
N64 is a badass nickname. It's a badass nickname. I feel like this is going to be an odd episode. There's not much to get into.
Not a ton.
We had the rant. We're going to have the cool topic, I think, of the Funkos that we think should be made that have not been made.
Mm-hmm.
Have not been made.
Oh, so many of them.
I may have had an extra drink or two before the podcast started today. So I'm just apologizing right up front.
No, it's
normally,
fun.
I don't start slurring my speech until at least the break.
That's true. You know what's funny about this is typically I'm the drinker, you're the smoker.
Right.
Right. That's usually our vices. I mean, you like to have a drink, but I would say I'm a heavier drinker than you.
I would agree 100%, sure.
And similarly, Fat Man Beyond, Mark Bernardin's a drinker.
Right.
Kevin Smith's stoned as hell, right? Last night, I'm sitting at home, had nothing to do. They did Fat Man Beyond last night at the bar, and Kevin Smith got drunk.
Oh.
Because they didn't have any actual water there, so he's drinking Bud Light seltzers.
Yeah.
And it's just funny, now you being a little tipsy, it's
there
like,
you
oh,
go.
It's the same thing.
Man, we cannot get away from that show.
I know, we're stuck to him, man.
Wow. That's got to be a good thing. It's got to pay off at some point.
But I won't repeat the shit that they said last night.
Please don't. I have not seen it, and I'm sure at some point I'll repeat it.
Yeah. I'm sure we'll hit some of the same topics.
At least the good thing is we were both sitting there when we had already completed our podcast.
Dude.
Turned on their podcast, and literally the couple segments were almost word for word.
The Netflix top 10 was the one that was like, whoa.
Yes.
Hold the phone here.
It was everything except the old guard, which we talked about. We're like, how is the old guard not in here?
Right.
And then it was updated for like the next day. They had it.
Unreal.
Yep. That made me look bad because obviously I did my research the day before.
Yeah.
And not day
how
of.
Dare
that's
how dare
that's
you,
on me.
Brandon?
That's on me. I mowed the yard.
At least we can admit that.
Yeah. Anyways.
So,
would you like to talk some pops? Would you like to talk? Do you have some topics you want to get into
first? Well, the first thing I wanted to get into, the other night.
Yes.
Noah's 21st birthday. Your son turned 21, which is exciting.
That's right.
So we were able to get out on the town in the golf cart a little bit.
Thank you. Thank you to Gibby and everybody at DB's for showing them a good time.
Yeah,
they had a blast. They had a blast.
That's fun.
They called it "This is the spot" many times.
Oh.
I heard it.
Nice.
I heard it.
I seen it.
That's right.
That was a fun night, though, man. I'm glad we got to do that.
Golf cart around downtown St. Louis. The kids dug it. The kids
had some fun.
Yes.
Making me feel real old, but fun.
They thought we were the shit.
Oh, man.
They dug it.
They need to have higher standards.
Shh. If they only knew. Mm-hmm. They'll learn in 2 or 3 years. You're like, fuck these guys.
Right. These fucking old heads.
They sat at, what, 2 bars all night? Fuck this.
Yeah. It was a pandemic.
That's true. That's what I'm going to fall back on.
We would have gone to other places.
Right. Absolutely. But no, that was a good time. Happy birthday to my kid, Noah. It's amazing. 21 years old. It's amazing.
That's what it freaks. So like my kids are 4, and I just keep thinking like, whoa, how are they 4? And I feel like again, I'm just gonna blink and they're gonna be 13.
It's gonna happen.
And then I'm gonna blink and they're gonna be 21.
That's right.
Then I'll be dead.
Because you don't want to see their 40s. You just don't see.
I abuse myself far too much to make it to my kids' 40s. I don't have that much faith in myself.
I know. I'm not going down that road. We're not going to get that depressing that quick.
Yeah.
We'll get upset when there's not pops that haven't been made yet. I won't get upset about my mortality.
I will get very upset about a bunch of pops.
I was going through a few and I'm like, how the fuck?
Right.
So I don't know what you feel like going with today. But
the thing that I think about is like we've spent a fair amount of time on the show talking about pops.
Right.
Not only is it a thing that we do well selling, but it's also a thing that we both enjoy as hobbyists collecting.
And just in case anybody's coming into this for the first time, first off, thank you.
Oh, yeah, certainly.
And we're talking Funko Pops. We're not, I don't want anybody to think we're talking Pop Rocks.
Snap Pops.
Any, you know, some Funko Pops. All the licensing we think people should, they should have made already.
Right. Because, but I would, early in these episodes, I feel like when we would talk about Pops, we would talk about how remarkable it is that they have all the licenses they do.
Sure.
You know, things like Cheers, Scrubs.
Right.
The Office.
Right.
You know, things that are, I wouldn't say obscure. I mean, these are popular things.
Right.
But a seemingly odd thing to make a vinyl toy of.
Right. But then there are very obscure things as well.
Sure.
Right.
So as I was like getting into collecting Pops, which really I got into when we started working together.
You're
so
welcome.
Thank you.
Yes.
Yeah. My wife's thrilled.
I'm sure. Yeah. Only one kid can go to college now, but thanks.
Yeah. They're not getting into college. They're my kids. But when I first started collecting, I was like, wow, man, look at all of these things. But now I look at it, and I'm just like,
you're missing so many.
Where are all of these, like, just layups?
Right.
There's
right.
so many gimmies that they're missing.
Yes.
You know, like,
I love The Office. I'm a huge Office fan, and I love The Office Pop line. I think they're doing cool things. I just ordered the Scranton boys. You see that? That's coming out. I got, you know, so I'm still digging it. I just got my Kevin with holding his chili the other day. Love it. But how is there no, there's no, oh shit, I'm gonna forget names. There's no Oscar. There's no, there's no Ryan.
Really?
There's no Phyllis, but there's 30 Dwights.
Stanley?
There's a Stanley. There's a couple different Stanleys. There's regular Stanley and then there's vacation Stanley when he has like on his Hawaiian shirt.
Nice.
Yes. You know, and I don't get me wrong. I love all the Dwights. I love all the Michaels. You know, Date Michael is fantastic and Santa Michael and all kind of good shit. I think you gotta show the love, right?
Well, I think what's even weirder is, so like you said, they have like 30 Dwights. They right. have. I mean, the Office line of Pops is probably, what honestly, at least 50 Pops, probably, wouldn't you think?
I would think so, probably.
In that ballpark?
Yeah, yep.
So I think if you can make fucking 50 Office Pops, how do you only have 2 Watchmen Pops and they've been vaulted for 10 years?
I know.
How do you only have, like, 3 fucking Ninja Turtles Pops?
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, that's the shit. You should have 1 million Ninja Turtles.
Right. I agree.
Or then I think, I also understand, say, with The Office, if you're an Office fan, there's no other Office toy you can buy.
Absolutely.
So I understand that shifting, like, shit, I love the Ninja Turtles, but I have like 45 fucking action figures.
Right.
There's plenty of places for me to get my turtle fix.
Right.
But then I think about the communities where like shared interest overlaps. Veronica Mars.
Yeah.
Fucking The OC.
Yeah.
Like, yes, these are things that I'm a huge fan of, so I want.
Everyone knows, yes.
But it doesn't change the fact that like there are a lot of people like me.
Sure.
I'm not an anomaly.
Right.
And we are the type of weird people that are fanatical enough to buy a shitload of those things.
Right. I know.
So that to me is like, while you might think like, yeah, the fucking 4 kids in The OC is obscure or Veronica Mars or Logan Eccles. It's not obscure in the sense that it totally overlaps.
Right.
Your markets, your communities.
Absolutely.
Like, shit, Veronica Mars only ran for 3 years and then they did a fan campaign to make a movie like 10 years later that successfully happened.
Right.
And then did a fan campaign to do a whole other season on Hulu that worked like 15 years later.
Right.
That's a fucking fan base that would buy the shit out of those Pops.
There's 500,000 people who are going to buy your $12.99 toy right there.
Guaranteed.
You know what I mean?
Guaranteed.
Right. So I know. I'm with you.
Like
100%.
That is the one. It almost seems negligent to me.
You say Veronica Mars. I say Saved by the Bell.
For sure.
I mean,
same thing.
They write themselves. I was even, you know, I got Chase. I got, you know, you got cheerleader Kelly. You got Zach with the phone. You got wrestler Slater. You know, you have everything. They're handing
you. You have
it
Liz Berkeley with the pills.
Right. She's so excited. Or the Chases, maybe Showgirls. Whatever, you know, something like that. I think that's the fun part. But there's so much you could do. All of them, they do a. I don't want to be like I'm shitting on Funko. Please, love everything they're doing. keep doing what you're doing.
I love every. That's why we
These
are
just things we want.
They should be doing
right.
more,
right.
and I think they will.
I'm just
and I
just
want to will it into existence.
Well, totally. I'm sure many times because I was talking about this with you, mm-hmm. what 2 or 3 weeks ago when Joe was on here, we were talking Twisted Metal.
Uh huh.
Twisted Metal is putting out that fucking clown ice cream truck as a right. pop. I'm telling you, things happen because of this.
When Joe was on, we were talking about how Chris Eccleston needed to come back to Doctor Who and suck Boom. It up. And then like 3 days later, they
sucked
announced
it.
He's coming
That's
back.
Right.
Like
sucked up.
So to me,
yep.
this is me getting a Seth Cohen pop and a yes. Veronica Mars pop.
Yes.
Because yes. I need them.
Yes. I have one. It's not necessarily, I don't have a movie in mind, but we don't have any Seth Rogen pops. Why is there nothing for Pineapple Express? There is
really
nothing. Nothing. All that stuff. All that.
That
stuff.
Is very surprising,
right?
With all the Will Ferrell pops there are.
Sure.
Because that also seems like a market that would overlap.
Sure. Even if you did two for a movie or one for a
if
movie.
If you did a like a 2-pack Pineapple Express, him and James Franco, that would sell like gangbusters.
Right. Right.
Like that's a yep. that's a gimme.
Yep.
Or the 40-year-old virgin guys.
I was gonna say all the Judd Apatow stuff. There's no
right.
Judd Apatow stuff.
There's no Superbad pops.
If there are, I don't recall seeing them.
That feels like a gimme.
You got Jonah Hill, and the chase is Bloodstained Jonah Hill. It writes itself. Someone give me a contract.
Right.
If only I had any artistic talent whatsoever.
That's all it
I'd
takes.
I'd be submitting this stuff left and right.
Mm.
So I don't, and that's why I do a podcast.
Right. Because I'm good at talking.
Because I have no artistic talent.
But I just think, how do these not, or the fact that they make Kevin Smith pops.
Right.
But don't have a bunch of shit from the View Askew universe.
Right.
Because I think about, like, the Jay and Silent Bob's Secret Stash did a run, I mean, starting in, like, the early 2000s, where they made in-action figures mm-hmm. of all of their characters. And those sold like fucking mad. Mm-hmm. All the Kevin Smith pops are all Chase pops. Like, they don't just make one that you can just
right,
fucking
right.
buy it.
It's either at a convention or it's at,
right.
or it's at Secret Stash or whatever.
But how do we not have a Brody Bruce?
I know.
How do we not have the Angels from Dogma?
Right.
I mean,
God.
For sure. Holden and Banky.
What was the monkey's name? Louise?
Suzanne.
How do we not have Suzanne?
Right. They should be the... And, like, again, that's a market that eats that shit up. Right. That's gimme. That's
right.
guaranteed money.
Right.
That's money yep. in the bank, Funko.
Absolutely.
Get your shit together.
I mean, it's the same...
Because you're not making enough money off of me anyway.
It's Holden's line in Chasing Amy. The Dick and... Like my grandma always said...
Yeah.
Holden,
all the money's
dear.
In Dick and fart jokes.
Absolutely. That's our bread and butter.
And it is.
Right. That's what they want.
It's fucking dumb.
I'd buy it.
I'd buy two. Sadly, I probably would. It was everything in me to not buy two of the Iron Bob pops.
It, right? Yeah, that's fair.
Like, because it was, I got the San Diego Comic-Con exclusive.
Yep.
But then they weren't sold out at FYE.
Right. That's where I got mine. Was FYE.
I don't even know if they might still be available
might still be
at
there.
FYE.
There's like the one or two left, yeah.
And I was like...
I don't get.
Came close.
Yeah, I'm surprised.
Like, let me get another one for a rainy day. But then I was like, that's
it's
fucking
funny.
Crazy, John.
It surprised me that they were still available, yet made me very happy because I'm like, ooh, my niche thing is still my niche thing.
Right.
It's not mainstream. It's
right.
It's still my niche thing. It's made me feel.
Don't
little,
you love that?
I do. I do.
I like.
Like Kevin's good. Mm. He didn't need that extra cup. Whatever. He's
yeah,
good.
Yeah.
It's my thing still.
Right.
You know.
Still got it.
Right. He's on TBS, making TBS money. He's doing good. He's doing
that
good.
That show was really fun,
Absolutely.
Man. Did you watch that?
I haven't watched the last one yet. Did he win?
I don't know. Tonight? I watched the last episode, but I don't know if they announced
the winner
or not. But it was cute. It was fun.
Agreed. I had fun time with it. I'm glad you showed it. I mean, I would have stumbled upon it, I'm sure, eventually, but I'm glad you showed it to me early on, so I kind of got a feel for it.
Yeah, man. I just like the dopey sitcom that I never want to see in 22-minute form again.
Right.
But I love it in 5 minutes.
Big time.
Like, it's just the right amount of burst of that.
That's right.
90s cheesy sitcom.
That's right.
That just fucking works for me.
The more we sit here and talk about it, the more I'm just like, why are there not more random Clerks? Like,
why is there not black and white Clerks?
I want LaForge. I want it all.
You don't know who fucking LaForce is?
Right? That's what I'm saying, man.
I don't understand. But that's the thing. All of those were already made as in action figures.
Is that just because my childhood was bad and I'm trying to replace it and make it happy? I don't know. It wasn't. Because that wasn't in my childhood. That was in my adulthood, I guess. Early adulthood.
Yeah, you'd have been in your early 20s.
Somewhere there.
Probably. Or no, late teens.
Yeah, I was probably 19 when Clerks came out.
When that.
Somewhere in there.
Yeah, that was Clerks was 94.
I graduated high school in 96.
Okay.
So I was 17. You were 16. 16, 17. Yeah. Yeah. God damn.
Right.
What happened to me?
Nothing. You're in the prime of your life,
Glug,
Brandon.
Glug.
You're in the prime of your life.
Let's talk more about toys so I don't start crying. No, what else you've been dying to?
So I was going to ask, did you get a chance to watch Magnum Dopus?
I haven't yet, no. I that added was, it to my list, but I have not watched it.
Yeah,
yet.
Speaking of Kevin Smith, that was a fun a fun little surprise for me. I wasn't expecting it.
Were we talking about it Friday night a little bit?
Yes.
Okay, yeah.
Like a making of documentary of Jay and Bob Reboot.
Yep. I'm excited to see it. I just haven't sat down and watched anything yet.
Yeah.
I've sat down for like an hour and a half to watch TV, and I ended up watching the end of Doom Patrol.
Mm.
Have you finished it up yet?
I haven't seen any of season 2.
Okay.
I loved season 1, but I haven't had a chance.
Season 2 is very, very good.
Mm-hmm.
Is it as good as season 1? No. But a lot of shows just aren't.
Sure.
And it wasn't because of any certain reason. It was just more, and this doesn't spoil anything, but it just very clearly sets up a next season. So it doesn't leave any, it leaves a little stuff open. But it's one of those things that ends when you're not expecting it to end. You're like, oh, wait, what? You know what I mean? Like something, like a couple things wrap up, and then you're like, oh, wait, no, there's two other plot holes we haven't.
That,
you know what I mean?
That's very much how I felt about the end of this season of Umbrella Academy,
which I haven't got through yet. Yeah, I'm on like the fourth or fifth episode.
Okay,
so
like I loved it, but it was one that was like, oh, okay, we have to have a third season now, and it's like if Netflix doesn't renew this, I'm going to be pissed because it just makes season 2 infinitely less good. And I appreciate a good cliffhanger.
Right.
Like I appreciate a little bit of setup, but I do think it's kind of a fucking lazy way out to not do true resolution.
Do you think the writers and creators purposely do that so they're not forced, but so it's there's more of a upswell of you got to finish this story.
I think part of it's that, but honestly, I think the bigger part is it comes down to laziness.
Yeah, maybe.
I think if you do something so well in one season, let me think of how to. So when I see a creator make a season of a show, sitcoms aside,
right?
Because sitcoms a different animal. But if you think about like any good drama or any good action or suspense show, usually season 1 is like, that's the showrunner's baby, right? They've been ruminating on that for however many years, and they have a really tight, concise story that just nails beginning to end, right? But then it hits, so it's like, oh, now we have less than a year to produce a second season. Something that I've been sitting on in my head for however long.
Right.
So that's naturally there, is that a second season just has to be a little bit less thought out, I think.
Sure.
Strictly on time.
Yeah.
But I do think, I think there's an art to producing a season of television that I think is kind of lost. I think, and maybe it never was this way. Maybe this is just me romanticizing things in my head, but I feel like a season of a show should read like an arc in a comic book. Mm-hmm. You know, you have 12 issues to tell your story, and sure, there might be some tiny little loose ends that the next person's gonna pick up and pull on, but really your story's fucking done, bro.
Right.
Like you tell your story in 12 issues.
Right.
So when I see that with a show, it's the same thing. It's like, hey, man, you had 9 hours. You have 9 hours to tell me a story.
Yeah.
And if you can't wrap it up, like, that just feels like you saying, like, I don't have quite the right way. Okay, let me just open this other door, and then we'll figure it out. And I don't love that.
No, I get that idea. Yeah, that's fair. That's fair. And I'm not saying everybody, that's the go-to move now, but many shows do that right now.
Right, yes. For sure.
Yeah, that's fair.
And that was Umbrella Academy for me on season two.
That's like, a bummer.
It's good.
Right.
And I'm not poo-pooing on the finale, because sure. It is.
Right.
Like, when you get to the end, you'll be like, yeah. Like, it's nothing that you're going to be like, oh, fuck.
Right.
But it's just like, oh. Like where's the next thing?
Right now, I'm, they just did, like, the sit-in at the diner.
Okay.
So the riots are kind of starting to start. I'm right there.
Yeah. You're in a real nice spot. The show, I feel like the season really finds its stride right about where you're at.
Because I was saying, like I said, it's been fine, but it's been, you know, where's Waldo so far? Mm-hmm. Where's this guy? Where's this guy? Oh, we found this guy. Let's find this guy. Nothing's happened.
Exactly.
Yet. You know what I mean? It's still been kind of a wrap-up of last season's events kind of stuff. So.
And that's what that whole season kind of felt like to me, was that it really, like, I feel like the first three or four episodes have some really fun moments, some really well choreographed moments, some beautiful music and like integration, like really, really lovely, but like not moving the needle.
Right.
You know, it was like in each of those episodes, I was like, this could have been a 17 minute episode instead of 42. And I would have been just fine with that.
Absolutely.
And then the last half of the season, shit starts happening.
All right, cool.
And it gets cool and it gets fun. But then it's like, once it finds its voice and its stride, all right, we're going to end it.
Credits.
But we are going to end it in, like, it is, it's pure cliffhanger.
Okay.
Because it's kind of, it's like the, I feel like I was saying this last time I was on, we talked about it, the penultimate episode is, like, that's when all of the real conflict comes to a head.
Okay.
So then, like, the final episode feels like, okay, this is the time to start tying up loose ends. But instead, it's like, oh, okay, like, sure, they reach the end of their adventure, but I almost would have been happier if they had just reached the end of their adventure.
I know what you mean.
You know, like, the last 5 minutes of that episode just kind of was like, oh, Why'd you do that to me?
Well, now you're bringing it down for me. I don't want to watch.
You should. It's fun. It really is.
All right, I'm going
to
watch.
It's not at all. It has nothing to do with how well it's made or the story. It's just that's a storytelling technique that I'm not a fan of.
Okay. That's right. Okay.
So it's not at all. It's not bad.
Right.
It's not. It's very good. And a lot of people like it very much. And I didn't hate it. I don't love jamming the next season on me already.
Okay. That's just me.
Is my thing.
That's fair. Yeah.
But going back to Doom Patrol,
yes,
that does tie into something I want to talk about. The writing was on the wall, but DC Universe app is dead.
Yeah.
And it's officially getting absorbed into HBO Max.
Right.
Yeah. As DC in general is fucked.
A week or two ago, I saw the Harley Quinn was on there and all kinds. So everything's pretty much slowly been coming over there.
Everything that had any following.
Right.
But did you see just like DC, Warner Brothers just shit canned a ton? Like they fucking
bunch culled. Of books shut down. Yep.
I think they cut like a third of the fucking
They did
production team.
And I forget his name, but the head of DC Comics came out and said, "You know, we're still making."
Yeah, Jim
we're
Lee.
We're still in the comic business. I'm like, we'll see.
For now.
Yeah. You're still in the story business. I don't know about
right. They will. Yeah. Like, DC Comics won't die.
No, I mean, Batman and Superman are never going to go
but
away.
But it just feels like, I think they've I think shutting down Vertigo was just a bad choice.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like, I think, because I think comics right now, we really are in a golden age of the independent artist. I feel like comics right now are kind of like where movies were in the 90s, where it's like there was just indies left and right that were fucking awesome.
Yeah.
And right now, like, all the good storytellers are in the indie world, which is great as a reader. I love those books.
Right.
But like DC's not courting any of them, and they don't have a place for them to tell that story. You know, right. Vertigo was the place where they could tell that story in the DC umbrella, and then maybe like, ooh, all right, you did this, you know, like Scott Snyder does American Vampire, and it's fucking cool. And they're like, yeah, now let's take the Dark Knight on, eh?
Right.
You know, and like that's how you get the good creators is to say like, yeah, do your passion project on Vertigo, and it'll probably sell all right. And then that's like your tryout and getting comfortable. Or is like right now, who are you going to get to write Batman that's going to like move the needle?
Right. I agree.
You know?
Yeah.
And they're not, and their movies ain't doing a good job selling shit for them.
They are not.
You know?
They definitely are not.
That's where Marvel's got the advantage. Is like they're always going to get people coming back to those books because the movies are so good.
Right. But I think like anything else, it ebbs and flows. At some point,
for sure,
Batman will blow up again, and you won't be able to keep a Batman comic in a store. You know what I mean?
So, well, that's as I think, you know, history repeats itself.
Right.
Comics have been dead in the water
many times,
like three times in the last 50 years.
Right.
And they keep coming back. And I feel like I just hope there is a market for them to come back to.
Sure. That's fair.
You know,
yeah.
Like I think for such a long time, while there wasn't necessarily a lot of independent comic stores, there were a lot of places that sold comic books.
Yeah.
You know, you get them at the grocery store, you get them at 7-Eleven, you get them wherever. Now, the only place you're getting comics is a comic shop.
Right.
So are you going to hurt the industry enough that the comic shop in its traditional sense
can't do its thing,
isn't there?
Right.
And then what are you coming back to?
Right. Then it'll just be a question of can Marvel, can DC, can Image sell directly to customers?
Right.
Will they do that? You know what I mean? I mean, I don't know how you can.
You can.
Right. I don't think they can.
Well, it's just because who is buying a $3 thing on the internet?
Right.
I'm not.
Right. To pay.
I would never.
To pay $6 to ship it.
Exactly.
Right.
I would never buy comics online. Personally,
you just don't want you to get it right. You need to see it.
Like it's all part of the, and it's like I'll buy a bunch of comics that I don't know anything about if I'm walking through the store and I'm like, yeah, what's another $3? What's another $2.50?
Right.
But like, if I have to go online and find it, I'll just get entertained another way.
Right. Right.
You know, and I just as a weird matter of principle, won't order shit that cheap.
Right.
You know, like it's got to be $10 or more for me to spend money
absolutely
on the internet.
Yeah.
And I think a lot of people are that way.
I would agree.
So I think it's all about DC.
Unless
and
it's
Marvel
on Amazon, because I got Prime.
Well, sure. Here. That doesn't even count. But I just feel like, you know, DC and Marvel need the indie comic stores to stay open, because that's now really their only revenue stream as far as production goes. But then do you think it's about, do the people at the top, they're not comic people anymore, you know?
No.
Like, it's fucking AT&T.
Right.
You know, it's fucking Disney. Like, it's not.
They don't know that industry.
Right, and they don't care to. Like, I don't think they care for that industry to exist.
Right.
And that's what worries me about this time. Granted, I am not old enough to have enough context for how it was, say, in the late 70s and early 80s when everyone was like, oh, comic books are dead.
Right.
Or again in the 40s when everyone was like, oh, comic books are dead.
And they were. And then for the most part, a thing called Watchmen came out.
Right.
And then they're like, oh, this is comics
now. Dark Knight Rises happens.
Right.
Or Dark Knight Returns happen. You're like, oh, Batman can be this cool.
Absolutely.
Yep. And I think there is an appetite for things to get back there. It's just a matter of the right people telling the right stories.
Sure.
And that's always what revitalizes it. I hope they're not, you know, cutting off their nose despite their face.
Right. Right. Well, I mean, I don't think it's going to really disappear, because things like The Walking Dead blew it up again. All of a sudden, Walking Dead as a TV show comes out. Comics been going on for 10 years. People started investing more in Image comics and things like
Image
that.
Image is big.
The Old Guard, that was an Image comic.
Right.
Now that Netflix has bought a whole lot of properties like that. And as soon as something like that blows up again, people are going to start buying all those comics all over again.
Right.
Oh, so who wrote that? Oh, I'm getting all this. Oh, I'm getting, you know, it's just, I think it's just one of those things.
Kirkman launched that, what, Firepower?
Yes.
His new?
Yeah.
Yep. His new book?
Yep.
I'm interested in checking that out.
Yeah, absolutely. I'll check almost anything he does. I'll check out the first five just to give it a shot, no matter what.
Right.
Just because.
And that's a dude that just cares about the industry so absolutely. Much and does it right.
Yes.
Like, it's one thing to care about the reader, which that's awesome. That's super important. I love a creator that cares about the reader. But it's entirely more to have someone care about the entire industry.
Sure.
Like, Kirkman alone has done more shit for independent comic book stores, retailers, fans, collectors,
right.
just in how he produces things and right. how he goes about his business.
Yep.
That immediately makes me be like, yeah, man, I want to support
you. I'll support that
guy. Like, you're doing the Lord's work, man.
Right. Absolutely. Absolutely.
So, yeah, I want to check out Firepower for sure.
Yeah, I'll check that out. I forgot that. I don't even know if I realized that was coming out already.
Yeah, issue one just dropped last week, I think.
I didn't pay attention. I'm off my comic game.
Yeah, man. It's dude, I feel like I have gone in big ebbs and flows on my reading.
Yeah.
At different times. Like, I feel like it always takes something. It takes something big to get me back. And then I'm hard on it for 18 months or so.
Sure.
And then I kind of fall back. Like, I remember, like, as a kid, I read comics relentlessly because I just didn't give a shit what was in front of me. I was like, yeah, I just want to read. And then I kind of fell out of it for a while. And then Civil War happened the end of my senior year of high school, into my freshman year of college.
The comic book, not the...
Right, the comic book.
Wasn't sure how old you
not,
were.
Not the actual Civil
okay,
War.
Okay, okay.
Right. So Civil War happened right as I was graduating high school, and I, you know, like, that's a big transition time in your life, and sure. I kind of needed something to grab onto, and that became it. And Civil War was my fucking gospel.
Yeah.
And then when that was over, I still ran reading pretty relentlessly for a long time, and then fell out for a couple of years, and then there was a couple of years that I was just reading trade papers, like I was just grabbing, you know, pre-assembled shit, and then New 52 happened, and that Court of Owls storyline.
Yes,
and like I was all in on Bat Family.
Yeah,
and I also was working on Del Mar. I was working in the Loop at the time, so it was like super easy for me to walk sure. over to Star Clipper and grab nice. Shit.
That's awesome.
But really, since that Court of Owls and Death of the Family run, I mean, right there, I was also reading like Manhattan Projects and East of West and loving those books. But, you know, I mean, that was,
I still think
seven years ago
could be a huge TV show.
East of West should be the next,
it'd be a massive thing. Yeah,
like
I always thought that, East of West,
that book fucking rules.
Yeah, East of West or Saga. I don't know if you've ever read
yeah.
Saga. Would just be massive.
Saga would be huge. Great.
I mean, they're both,
I think, you know, Saga will be. And like, Saga has enough of a following
yep.
that I think it's inevitable.
They did a Funko Pop run of Saga figure. I mean, it's out there.
I bet Saga becomes good, a Netflix man. Thing.
I think it should. I don't know if anybody's optioned any of it. I would assume. But those are two of my favorite.
East of West, for sure, is one that, like, it's such a cool, interesting, like, mythos, and then the
right.
the whole revisionist history of going back to the Civil War and,
right.
you know, well, you what happens if the Confederacy wins,
right.
and now here we are 200 years in the future
right.
that is the United States of America, but it's really seven different nations, yep. and they're all, like, that's fucking interesting, yeah. man. Like,
let Westworld wrap up. You can shoot it all in the same place.
For I mean, sure.
It's this, you know, same kind of set design type stuff. It's great.
Well, and also think, like, right now, as divided as our nation is, it all of a sudden becomes an even more relevant storyline to tell.
Right.
Like in a United States that's as divided as ours is right yep. now, say, oh, what happens if we really are divided?
Yep.
Let's look into that crystal ball.
Yep. Yeah.
And I like that would be gangbusters, man.
I agree. I think they'd be badass. What other toy you want to see, John?
Oh, what other toy do I want to see?
Mm-mm. What other license do you want to see as a toy?
I would like to see
Funko Pop
more. I would like to see more music licenses.
Totally.
That's one that I think about too. Like, every time I see one, I'm like, oh, this is fucking cool.
Right.
And people eat them up.
Yeah.
But like, why are there not more?
Do you have one that sticks in your craw?
Personally, I am frustrated that there's not a Tom DeLonge Pop, but there is a Mark Hoppus and Travis Barker Pop.
Yep. I don't want to get way off the subject, but have you heard the rumors? Have you heard those rumors?
No, that he's back.
You know, the latest, there's a new single Blink put out.
That's so bad.
It's very bad. It's just some weird.
It's too bad.
But do you know who's credited? Do you know who's not credited in that song?
Matt Skiba?
Matt Skiba is not credited on that song. Just interesting. Just Mark and Travis.
Okay.
I'm just saying.
I'm glad to hear that because that song's not good enough for Matt Skiba.
Right. There's a video where it appears to be somebody playing guitar, but they don't really show him. I'm just putting it out there.
That song made me like.
Not that it matters right now. I feel like we're not going to see them perform or anything, so it's not like.
But it does matter because God, do I love Tom DeLonge and Blink.
Yeah.
And the most recent Angels and Airwaves record had a real Blink sound to it.
Yeah. You know what keeps me up at night?
Huh. Let's hear it.
They're not going to bring back Tom. They're going to bring in fucking MGK.
Oh, God.
Because that's all Travis
I think
plays
they are.
With. That's what I'm saying. That's my fear right there.
Gibson was showing me that new MGK record.
I really hope
that
because
the whole thing's like sampled.
Things happen. It is. It's fucking all, that one song. I'm like, this is Blink.
Dude, the new one.
Yeah.
That came out. The Something About Aliens.
Just,
like that's a fucking Blink song, dude.
Yes,
like
I know.
And that's not like
I haven't took a deep dive. I don't know if Mark is a producer on that stuff or what.
Travis is.
I know Travis plays drums, and I don't know if he's. But I didn't know what he's credited as.
But it's just it's not good.
No.
But it is Blink. It's all bad Blink songs.
It's a Blink
like that,
tribute band.
Like that
playing their own
song.
Tune. Yeah. Yes. Oh, that Quarantine song is a piece of shit.
Right.
Piece
and of like, shit. Musically, it's fine. Like, it's a fast punk rock song.
Right.
Like, cool. I'm here for it.
Right.
But like,
that song, that like that hidden track about, you know,
fucking a dog in the ass.
Grandpa fucking grandma.
Yeah.
Is better than that.
For sure.
Quarantine thing.
Well, this is one thing that I'm afraid of coming out of quarantine, and I'm hoping that this is the outlier, but I feel like it won't be. I take real exception to people that have obscene amounts of money and nothing, no major consequence of this, complaining about quarantine in their art.
Right.
Like, oh, wait a minute. You are a musician that lives in your home studio that can still do exactly what you do and your legacy act. So touring is not how you make all your money anyway.
Sure.
So you're going to come out while you've still been able to be super active and complain to me.
I don't do well with that shit, man.
Yeah. Like that doesn't sit right with me.
Yeah. I don't want to hear anymore.
Yeah. Like you get to be bored. You get to be frustrated.
Sure.
Everyone gets to be.
Yeah.
But I think when you produce a thing and monetize it,
I think it
is
was
when I'm like,
I think it was more just a reaction to Billy Joe Armstrong doing a whole lot of shit.
Yeah.
Like,
but,
oh,
but he made
some
good shit.
Make covers of stuff.
Right. And like that, I'm cool. I have no issue with someone using this time and monetizing it. Oh, you have downtime and you have
a
studio?
Make some art. Right.
But don't pander to me.
That's fair.
That's the difference. Like,
yeah.
Billy Joe, sure, he made a bunch of quarantine music, but it was all fun covers of other songs.
That's fair.
And like, yeah, I'm here for that.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm cool. But if Billy Joe Armstrong came out and told me how hard it was to be him in quarantine, I'd be like,
Not so much. Yeah.
You can eat my shit, bud.
Keep it to yourself, BJ.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Not here for it.
But speaking of, there should be Green Day Pops. Why are there not Green Day?
There's
pops?
Not.
Yeah.
That's shocking.
Yeah.
As big as that band is.
I'm saying. Someone wants to make money off being a commercial pop punk band. That's your first band, right?
Right.
I love Green Day. I mentioned. There's Nirvana.
Give me some
stuff.
Fucking
Why
Rancid
is there not Green
pops.
Day? I would love it. You would only get two.
Yeah.
You're going to get Lars and Tim, right?
Yeah. You might get Matt.
You think?
He's a pretty well-known bass player.
Maybe.
In the world of bass
players.
That's
fair. Yeah.
Maybe that's the bass player in me saying, no, give him love because he is really fucking good.
Yeah, I mean, because there's so many, you know, there's Alice Cooper. Who the fuck?
Right, who gives a shit?
I just feel like that's the wrong...
Right.
You're shooting at you're too late. You're 20 years behind the guy who would have bought that.
No one here's stoked on Alice Cooper.
No, not so much.
That's not.
I mean, they did Marilyn Manson, which I get cool. I'm not a big Marilyn Manson guy.
Yeah.
But if there's Marilyn Manson, why do I not have a Trent Reznor?
Oh.
Right?
Probably because Trent Reznor wouldn't sell his likeness.
Yeah, that's fair.
I bet he'd be that dude.
Yeah.
He'd be like, "Nah."
Maybe. Yeah, probably. I definitely see that. Yeah.
What do we have in the lines of Star Trek pops?
They did a very early run of Funko with some Star Trek stuff. Like there was a Kirk, there was a Spock, and then they did a run for.
Did they have like next generation stuff?
No next gen stuff, but then
like how do you not have a fucking Picard?
I know. If there is next gen stuff, I've never seen it. I've never seen a Worf.
Yeah, I've never and those are guineas.
I would agree. Yeah, very easy to make too.
Right.
Right.
And if you have a gajillion Star Wars pops, you don't have the single Star Trek?
Right. You're putting out different
series. Granted, Star Wars is infinitely cooler, but...
Very much so. No one's going to argue that on this podcast. And if they are, they're not allowed back.
If they are, they're just objectively wrong. Right. So it doesn't matter anyway.
Yeah, so their opinion doesn't matter. Yeah, but that's what I'm saying, too. If you're doing... They're doing a Star Trek run for every character. They do, you know... Every random movie, they put out 9 different series, just like Harry Potter does. Hey, there's a new Harry Potter series out every 6 months, and Harry Potter, they haven't done a movie in, 6 years?
I don't know. They're doing those Fantastic Beast movies.
But they put their own line out. I'm talking straight Harry Potter.
Yeah.
There's Harry. There's Jenny. There's
but
Ron.
But that shit makes money.
Right. And,
I have no problem with them continuing. I'm a Harry Potter fan.
Right.
But you're right. Like... If you can make a gajillion of those,
why wouldn't you?
How are you not making
everything on
other
my list.
Guaranteed shit?
Right. What would be your? I don't know if I have a number one that I would just love to have, but
Veronica Mars.
That's it.
That's my number one, no doubt, no questions asked. I want a Veronica Mars more than I want any other Funko.
I don't know what my
maybe a Seth Cohen.
That's good. You know, there was one on here that I could not believe. Wasn't a Funko Pop because the character is a Funko Pop. Spaceballs.
Oh my god.
How is there not Spaceballs?
Right?
Rick Moranis, helmet down, helmet up. I mean, this shit writes itself.
God. That's fool. But they're out here wasting our time with this shit. Now, just as I was getting ready to talk shit on something, it doesn't. Oh, the. Chevy Chase from Christmas Vacation with the tree.
Right, terrible.
That like
terrible.
Again, how is it not Chevy Chase wearing a Blackhawks jersey that says Griswold?
Absolutely.
Like that's the obvious.
Right.
That's the pop.
Even with a chainsaw and a mask on. Like right. When he's outside cutting the tree down himself. Agree, 100%. 100%.
I mean, granted, as much as I love that movie, I don't want a Funko Pop of anyone wearing a Blackhawks jersey.
No.
But that's because
but
I'm
if
a petty
it said Griswold.
I'm a petty dick.
Right. You know? Right. Yeah, I had Spaceballs on there. I wrote down Blazing Saddles. That's it's a hard sell.
All the Mel Brooks stuff.
Right.
See, but I don't think it's a hard sell. I think it's all about thinking about who is the Funko market, right?
Sure.
And the Funko market is people that are nerds for specific things.
Yeah.
And Mel Brooks fans are fucking fanatical.
Yeah.
Like they're That's a line that would sell for sure.
Yeah, I agree. I think so.
A lot.
Yeah. I don't have necessarily Chase and one-offs for that one, but because it makes me nervous.
Yeah. We're better off buttoning up on that one.
Yeah. Yeah, so we'll stick with Spaceballs. Spaceballs was a safer bet. Because you can do a million versions of... You could do president with his ass on backwards. I mean, you could do all kinds of shit. It'd be great.
You could do three different dark helmets.
And if no other reason to do something for John Candy.
Oh god.
And possibly Rick Moranis cuz there's not a
dude. John Great Outdoors.
Yeah.
That movie fucking rules.
Yeah.
Give me some Great Outdoors.
Absolutely. Pops. Absolutely. What else did I have on my list? There's no, I was shocked. I had to look it up to make sure. There's no Dumb and Dumber. There's no Ace Ventura. There's no
they
mask.
Have the mask?
I don't believe there's a mask.
Those are huge.
Right? And he is a character in and of himself. I mean, that's...
Right. And people want that.
Like I said, I don't know why they don't do it, but I just feel like it's an easy score here.
And there's part of it that I wonder, like, how much of this is a Funko decision and how much of it is the licensor decision? So, for example, I think, like, why is it that we have... we have Funko Pops. I know this as a parent of very young children.
Right.
Like, super obscure, tertiary Toy Story characters. Like, why are we having a Funko Pop of that, but not Captain Picard?
Sure.
But then you think, like, well, is Disney ordering those to be made as part of their merchandising line?
Possibly,
like,
sure.
You know, that may not be a Funko choice entirely. We're like, right. Obviously, it's a Funko choice to...
Right.
Make whatever, but right. If Disney's like, hey, we'll give you X amount of dollars, we want you to produce
this, and this guy.
Fucking
right.
Ducky.
Right.
Like, weird.
Yeah.
So, I guess, I wonder how much of it does come back to the licensors, opposed to, like what's the cut that Funko makes?
Well, not only that, but I mean, so, you know, a lot of these movies and shows we talk about are owned by the same companies.
Sure.
So do they go to the company and make a deal with that company, or do you have to make individual deals for each individual holding of, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Like, can I go out and buy the rights to 48 hours? You want to make an Eddie sure. Murphy 48 hours pop, you got to go through me. You know what I'm saying? Or how, huh. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, just like back in the day, like, can I go back to 1992 and buy FunkoPop.com? And if they want to use that, they got to fucking call me. I just didn't know how that worked with licensing movies.
That's an interesting... Yeah, because...
Can you invest in just the licensing?
Well, I wonder if it's... I also wonder if it's like you're getting licensing for individual movies, or you're getting licensing for individual characters, or you're getting licensing for whole bits of property. Because, like, say again...
It probably varies.
Disney,
yeah.
Like, there's a shit ton of every Disney character... Of Star Wars,
right.
And of all the Marvel stuff,
right.
So clearly, Funko and Disney are in cahoots.
Sure.
How much of that is Disney being like, "No, we want you to produce. We want so much fucking merchandising for everything we make,
right.
That you're making it all. Like,
right.
Just go."
Right.
Versus, you know, say, the Star Trek folks, CBS, whoever the fuck owns it, is like, yeah, okay, like, well, I guess if you want to, you can have these characters, but...
Well, Disney's already going to make a shitload on whatever toys they make on their own.
So right.
Whatever Funko puts out is just gravy.
But Disney's not making anything themselves. They're hiring out to people.
But they don't have... So it's easier. They're not even making anything anymore, and they're still getting money off of just the character licensing.
Right.
I think so. Huh. Because they have... The Disney deal is probably different than anything else.
Right.
Because
it's got to
tie
in
stuff in the parks and all kinds of stuff like that. You know
right.
What I mean?
Well, not only do they have all the special stuff in the parks, but they have all of the Disney stuff.
Right.
All of the Pixar stuff.
Right. Sure.
All of the Marvel stuff.
Yeah.
And all of the Lucasfilm stuff.
Right.
Speaking of Lucasfilm stuff.
60% of Funko stuff.
What? Right. Yeah. Do we have Indie Pops? Indiana Jones?
They did special ones at Disney parks.
Okay.
They did a tall, like, Indy.
Uh-huh. You know,
and then they did Indy, like...
Running from the boulder? That would be a cool fucking set.
No, but I think it was Indy in the tank, like, from Last Crusade.
Okay.
But just a... Then I feel like they did an early run of Indy.
Yeah.
But just at, like, the original
stores.
That
seems like one...
Or some old ones.
That...
But they haven't got them big, yeah.
With as much as, you know... Because that's Lucasfilm. That's also Disney.
Yeah.
And that's also one that's so... When I think about making a Funko Pop, like, obviously a lot has to go into it, but someone like Indy is such a...
So noticeably,
right. Such a distinct license that I don't feel like you'd have to do a lot of work.
No.
You know, like, the costume does the work
hat
for
the jacket.
You.
It's all you got to get right.
Right.
Yep.
So, yeah, like, you think about the amount of characters that, like, wow, how did they pull off...
Right.
How'd they pull off this guy
you
with
get,
just the, you know, the no-nonsense
right.
bullshit that they have.
You get Indy in his jacket. Like
Indy, easy. With the whip.
Holding the idol.
Right. Done. Holding the idol, whip in his hand.
Right. Yep. Yep. And they should have a two-pack with Sean Connery. I mean.
Yeah, because of course his dad has a Scottish accent.
Absolutely.
We watched that movie when we were on that trip in Arkansas.
Yeah.
And we may or may not have been in a real clean headspace. But like watching Last Crusade was just like, this is not particularly great.
Sure.
Like, I feel like a lot of people shit on Kingdom of the Crystal Skull, and rightly so. It's got its flaws. But like, I don't understand how someone can hate Kingdom of the Crystal Skull.
I don't hate it.
And celebrate Last Crusade simultaneously. Like, Last Crusade was it feels like it was just a long commercial for young Indiana Jones with River Phoenix. Like, you get the opening scene of River Phoenix.
Right.
And immediately after that, you had the Adventures of Young Indiana Jones TV show.
Right.
And so it feels like, what's our excuse to marry, to show off Young Indiana Jones and then marry our Indiana Jones franchise to James Bond by forcing Sean Connery
right.
to be Harrison Ford's dad without the, like, I don't think I ever realized how bad of an actor Sean Connery is. Like, he's just always Sean Connery.
Well, sure. That's just what you want. That's what actors were back then.
Right. But like, again, every actor can do accents.
Was Brando ever not just Brando? Pacino is pretty much always Pacino.
Yeah.
You know, that's just what actors were. This is what you're getting.
It's just weird. Because it's just like agreed. Sean Connery had this huge career as a Scottish guy who can't do an American accent.
Right.
And he had a huge career in American cinema.
Yes.
Playing American characters.
Yes.
Like, Indy Jones Sr. is like a pioneer American, right. but he's got a Scottish accent. I was like, it was blowing my mind.
It didn't take place in like Utah?
Yeah.
Were they in Utah? Yeah.
Like, it's just like, what the fuck is going on?
I never watched Young Indy. Was there ever a reference to his dad coming over from the war or anything, maybe?
I never watched Young Indy either.
Just never got into it.
It was enough. Like, that was probably like early 90s.
That sounds about right, yeah.
And I didn't have cable at the time.
I didn't get into it.
But it was funny. We were watching it because Gibson always talks about he likes Indiana Jones for the sense of immediate peril. That's the phrase he uses every time.
Nice.
Oh, man, I can't wait for the peril. And then we realize as we're watching that one, like, there is no fucking peril. The stakes are so low.
Pretty much.
In that movie. Yeah. Which, coming off of Temple of Doom, which is just pure peril.
Yeah.
That whole movie is a fucking action ride, man.
I've talked about it before. I'm not a huge sitcom guy, but Big Bang Theory still made me laugh.
Okay.
And there was one show in there where one of the girlfriends, the guy showed her Indiana Jones for the first time.
Uh-huh.
And she's like, oh, it's cute, even though Indiana Jones has no real impact on the story overall. I'm like, wait, what do you mean? And like, well, even without him, the Nazis find the chest, open it, and all die. And like, oh, fuck. And just like... Shit, wait a minute, you're right.
What's going on?
And then they're like, no, wait, without him, they were digging the wrong place. They're like, well, actually, without him, they would have got the idol originally and taken it back and dug in the right place. So, yeah, fuck. He really had no impact on the overall story.
Well, that aside.
Yes, yes.
Raiders of the Lost Ark is an almost perfect action heist movie.
Oh, sure, yeah.
And back that up with Temple of Doom, which is an almost perfect, just straight action movie. Mm-hmm. He's in immense peril.
Yes.
From beginning to end.
That's right. Rip your heart out.
Like, those two movies are perfect for their genre.
Yes.
And then Last Crusade happened.
Yeah. I still enjoy it.
And it's fun.
Yes.
I've watched it plenty of times.
It's an indie ride.
It's just one that as I watched, I was like, oh, this is just objectively worse than the first two, and by a lot. But it's fun the same way that I would say Kingdom of the Crystal Skull is fun.
Sure.
It's flawed, sure.
Yeah.
But, like, I just remember everyone ripping apart Kingdom of Crystal Skull.
Sure.
But people still celebrate Last Crusade. And I think if we're ranking Indiana Jones movies, one and two are on a super high pedestal.
Fair.
Three and four are fine movies.
Yeah.
I just feel like I'm taking crazy pills.
It's no different than Star Wars, though, really.
Sure.
One and two are fantastic, and three is just a different, it's more of a kid's movie.
But I think three got the appropriate amount of hate for that.
That's fair, okay.
Like, I think people...
Not originally, though.
I think
it's just because the last indie came out in the internet age, and...
Maybe.
There's just way more people
that
just
might make
enjoy
sense.
Shitting on stuff.
Right.
Regardless.
And I don't want things to get shit on. I feel like I'm selling the wrong side of this argument right now. Really, I'm trying to defend Kingdom of the Crystal Skull.
Yeah, that's a hard defend. I know what you're saying.
But, like... And you're right. It's just because we live in the internet age when that came out.
Right.
And because Shia LaBeouf, people like pooping
on
him.
Well, that's legit.
I don't know, man. Shia LaBeouf's a hell of a fucking actor.
Every now and then. Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
He's a very good actor.
Every now and then.
He's a crazy person.
Yes, that's fair.
And, you know, there's no arguing that he's a fucking nut job.
Yeah.
But he's a goddamn good actor, dude. Like,
I view him along the lines of, like, Sean Penn in the 80s and 90s.
Okay.
Great actor, but then all of a sudden, you know, punches some guy out.
Yeah, he's fucking crazy.
And then, but Shia LaBeouf at this point could probably still date Madonna.
Right.
I feel like he'd pull that move.
Yeah.
And he just is very, I feel like he's out there just for the sake of someone, for some people to watch a show. Like, I don't really think he's.
Sure, but like every time I see Shia LaBeouf in something, he's fucking awesome in it.
Usually, yeah.
Like,
yeah.
I cannot name a bad Shia LaBeouf performance. I could name bad Shia LaBeouf movies.
Sure.
But I cannot name a bad Shia LaBeouf performance.
What's that second Transformers movie?
I don't know. He wasn't bad in that. Mm-hmm. Right, just because the movie was bad. Mm-hmm. I mean, really, the only thing you see in that movie is weird CGI metal folding onto itself anyway.
I was going to say Megan Fox.
That too.
I didn't know there was anything else in that movie. Should we take a quick break?
Sure, yeah.
Let's take a quick break. We'll be back.
And we're back.
It's with the new microphones. I don't want to yell.
I know, man.
I feel like I'm so loud when
I feel like I'm having... It's going to be a minute before we hit our stride, I think.
I always want to be like, you know, the morning radio guy. And we're back! But I just feel like it's so loud. I'm like yelling at myself.
Yeah.
Anyways... It's Madness on 44. We're back. 55 in the a.m. Let's see. All right.
So there is a... We took a break.
Yes.
I was thinking. I was like, man, I know there's more that I had been thinking about that I didn't write down. I didn't do my show notes this week. I'm a bad host. I'm a bad partner. I'm sorry.
That's okay. I didn't know what house to go to.
Right. So the one pop... Or the one line that is unacceptable to me that it does not exist.
Yeah.
Like, it would be Ninja Turtles, but at least Ninja Turtles exists. They just haven't done enough with it.
Fair.
Same thing with Watchmen. It exists. They just haven't hardly done anything with it. One line that does not exist at all. And one just makes zero sense. But two, I'm a huge fan of. So this is... This goes past Seth Cohen and Veronica Mars.
Okay.
Legend of Zelda.
I feel like there's a link out there somewhere.
There is not a link.
Are you sure? I feel like
I
we
feel
need to check this.
Quite confident because
I
looked this up at one point.
I feel like it was a special
Look
New
at
York type Comic Con or something.
Sitting on our Funko apps.
I could have swore there was something from Legend of Zelda.
I don't think
so, bro. I could be mistaken. You are wrong.
Well,
I apologize. I could be wrong. I guess so.
I'm like, just how?
That's a good point. That's, maybe not. Maybe not. But then again, I don't think there's Mario Brothers.
There's not Mario Brothers.
So maybe it's Nintendo at all.
But how?
Good question.
Mario's another one, but, like, Mario's a big deal, but not like Legend of Zelda, like that's like the OG RPG.
Agreed.
That's like the original nerd shit.
Yeah.
And there's so many cool characters you could do. There's so many, like, of course, Link and Zelda, but like so many different iterations of Ganon and Ganondorf.
Yeah.
So many different iterations of fairies.
Right.
So many cool monsters.
Swords and weapons. I mean,
yeah,
dude,
weapons.
Right.
Octoroks. I would love an Octorok. Or a fucking Skulltula. Like, there's so many cool things that you could do.
That's a good one. I like that one.
And it'd be the same thing with Mario Brothers, though.
Yeah. Really does surprise me why they haven't done it. I guess, you know,
and
Nintendo's
like,
stingy with their licensing. They don't do movie stuff. They just don't allow a lot of shit to be done
for
whatever
reason.
I don't know.
Maybe it's because they got burned by Bob Hoskins and John Leguizamo.
They like keeping it in-house.
But, like, you know, we have, like, there's a million fucking Sonic the Hedgehog.
Right.
You know, there's a bunch. Yep. So there's Sega is in on it.
Yep.
Xbox, you know, we have Halo and that shit.
Yep.
Twisted Metal's coming, so PlayStation's in on it.
Yep.
But where is my Legend of Zelda pop?
One, when I was thinking about this earlier this week, It's very niche, but it's also very us, and I think it would sell huge. But how is there not a JB and KG, Tenacious D pops?
Ooh.
Done. I mean, even if it was just, you know, like an FYE exclusive.
That's what I was going to say. That would be a good FYE or con exclusive.
Yeah. That would be a great con exclusive.
For sure.
When you thought about, are we talking about the music's ones, that popped in my head, like that covers both bases.
Right.
But that's another HBO own thing that I wonder if HBO is just stingy with that shit.
Yeah,
I don't know. I have no idea. Because I thought we would have saw some stuff from Watchmen, the TV show.
For sure. That really, I was real mind blown that we didn't get some cool shit from that.
You want to hear the most random one I thought of?
Yeah.
You'll laugh. But at the same time, once you think about it, you'll be like, oh, fuck, that would make great pop figures. Interview of a Vampire.
Interview with a Vampire.
Yeah. That's right.
Okay.
That's right.
Okay.
You know who the Chase would be? Or the one with Christian Slater. You know you want those. What other movie?
You're not wrong.
What other movie are you going to get a Christian Slater, a Brad Pitt, a Tom Cruise, and what the hell was her name when she was a kid? Kristen Dunst?
Dunst.
Is that her?
Kirsten Dunst,
yeah. Mm-hmm. Isn't Antonio Banderas in that movie as well?
I don't remember.
Didn't he play the evil?
I have not seen that movie in a very, very long time.
Well, there's a reason for that. It's not a quality movie.
Right. But it's not a good movie.
No, it's not. But it would make great
and really
figures.
The only Kristen Dunst pop I want is the
Upside Down Spider-Man
in the rain.
Yeah.
That I want that pop.
See-through shirt. You want that part too?
I mean.
Yeah, why not?
If we're being accurate.
That's
here.
The Chase.
But yes. I want that pop. That would be a fucking dope pop, dude.
The only other couple ones I had.
Hanging upside down Spider-Man.
I've seen that as a toy, as like a collectible, but I don't think I've seen it as a pop.
That would be a fun pop.
Yeah, you'd have to do that as a double, like a bigger.
Sure, play, you'd do it as like a 10-inch.
Did you see the new, not that new, the Avengers one? All the original Avengers standing in the circle?
No, that's cool.
They did it like on the New York, the streets of New York kind of thing. It's kind of cool.
Yeah?
Kind of cool, yeah.
I'm here for that. I want, like, the one that I saw recently, and I don't know how I didn't see it sooner, is the dual Ghostbusters that's Venkman and Ray.
Holding Slimer. Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
that's a cool fucking pop.
Yep.
Like, that was the...
They take up so much space. You really got to have a
exactly.
spot for
that's, them. I have steered clear of the sets.
Yes.
For that. Like, I think they're cool.
Totally.
But I think that's a whole nother...
Yep.
I'd have to have a whole nother
I was gonna say, if I had
setup.
A whole complete set of Avengers, then I'd go for those afterwards. Like, you know what I mean? If I had this, then I'd get the whole... That thing. But anyways.
That just seems like one that... like, when I think about those... now I'm losing my train of thought. So, like, I have a whole shelf set up that's my pops. If I were to start getting into the sets, there's too many that I would want that I wouldn't have the space for them anyway.
Right.
You know, like, I think that's a cool set, and I dig it, but it's just not... It's not the only set that I have, really, and I mean, It's the four Gretzky's.
Right.
Right. Which really isn't even a set. Like, I mean, it's four in the same box, but right. it's just four standalone pops. It's not like
right.
a set.
Right.
And that's the only one that I. That's the only pops. I'm about to really out myself as a collector's worst nightmare, but I take all my pops out of their boxes.
So I don't think it's a bad thing. That's not a bad thing.
I just like. I don't know, man. Like, I feel like.
You like playing with your toys.
I do. And at the end of the day, that's just. It's one of those things that I've always been about. It's like. As much as I love collecting, I am very big on just not taking myself too seriously on collecting shit.
That's fair.
Like, it's fun for me.
Yeah.
I do it because I like having my basement be a place that's fun to hang out, that's cool, that
right.
speaks to my interests and speaks to who I am, and yeah. it's fun for me. A bunch of toys in a box, that shit ain't me. You know? So even, like, I have con exclusives. I have some pops that are worth some money.
Absolutely.
But that shit ain't going in a box,
well,
man.
Well, but, you know, I've got no intention of selling anything. So
exactly.
I know what you mean. Now, having said that, you save the box.
Yeah. So, I save the box.
So you're not... You know.
Well, I save the box more for anything, for if I ever move.
Okay, fair. Fair enough.
Or if the shit hits the fan and I have to sell something.
But, okay, I got a couple more.
Okay.
And I'm going to hammer them out real quick.
All right.
And I'm shocked they're not pops.
Okay.
This one won't happen probably because of recent events, but that 70s show.
Oh.
Easy. Could have been very easy to do all kinds of.
Uh-huh.
Everybody wants an Ashton Kutcher, right?
Yeah. Don't we all?
We
should be so lucky.
Fresh Prince of Bel Air.
Yeah.
Why is there not?
That would be a cool
why
one.
Is there not a Carlton? Yeah, I don't get it. And my main one, whatever. First one that came to my mind, Chappelle Show.
Oh, I wonder what kind of licensing issues would be with that.
Yeah, just be through Comedy Central, and they got South Park.
Oh man. Fucking Tyrone Biggums.
I mean, they're always looking to make money off this. At three seasons, they could make so much money off
merchandising. They could make too much money.
I mean, every character could have its own pop. Eventually.
That's obscene.
Yeah. Yeah. That was the main one I had. Other than that, I don't have too much, man. I didn't do as much research as I really thought I should do this week. What are you doing over here? You taking pictures?
Unacceptable.
What are you taking pictures?
Unacceptable.
What are you setting up here? John's off mic telling me to do shit here.
I'm telling you to take some time.
and talk more about Chappelle Show Funko Pops that don't exist?
Yeah, man.
I let's see. I got nothing else. Tyrone Biggins. You probably wouldn't want to do the Black White Supremacist as a Funko Pop. That'd be a hard sell, probably, right?
For sure. I think that would be a much tougher sell to do anything.
Yeah, definitely.
You just having someone in a Klan outfit, because that's really what it would be, you know, and that you really don't want that.
Okay, so one sketch we can get rid of right away.
For sure.
You don't make a Funko Pop for that guy.
Oh, I think the Tyrone Biggum, but then again, like, Funko is a family company. Do they want to make a crackhead?
I don't know. I mean, look at all the other licensing stuff they have. You know, they do R-rated movies and stuff like that.
Sure, but I think it's different.
What's the line there?
I don't know. I mean, for sure. But, you know, I think doing just like a straight up Dave Chappelle pop makes sense.
Sure. But like the first thing that pops in my mind when you say that, it's like, Trading Places. We were looking at those a couple weeks ago. Eddie Murphy's pop in that is him when he's pretending to be a homeless veteran with no legs.
Yeah, not wrong.
That's the pop figure. You know what I mean? They didn't go with him in the suit.
So Tyrone Biggum's legit then.
I'm not saying it's
for
legit.
Sure.
I'm just curious.
No, the Black White Supremacist is not.
That's not.
There's no way.
You can't do that one. You probably can't do that one.
That out of line.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm saying that
over
out of
the
line.
Line.
If that's what Funko wants to do,
is there
then
Lebowski
I'm saying,
pops?
There are Lebowski pops.
Okay. I was gonna say that has to be.
I've been trying forever to get my hand on a Jesus.
Mm.
Very hard. Jesus and Buscemi's character, very hard to get.
Really?
Yes. Yes.
You're out of your element, Donnie.
Oh, yeah,
you're
right.
Out of your element.
There's a special Lebowski pop out there, too, that they did only at like a, it's called like Lebowski Fest or something. They had like Lebowski. It's something along those lines.
Uh-huh.
But they, Funko did a special pop with them and then put out like 10,000, and those things are fucking
nice,
yeah, man.
I remember that's the one. Lebowski is the it's the one thing they always think about. So our friend Sean Gallagher is not a collector of things. That's just not in his milieu.
Right.
But he has a Walter toy that has sat on his on the back of his toilet in every house he's ever lived in. Yeah. Like, I've been friends with this guy for almost 20 years.
Right.
And he's moved 10 times since we've been friends. And every time I go to his house, oh, yeah.
There it is.
There's that Walter.
Yep.
Just right there.
That's funny.
And it's like, of all the fucking things, man.
Now for his desk at work, I did get him a Travis Barker Funko Pop.
Oh.
Just because I tried to find something that, you know, like, oh, you big blink. We'll do that. We'll start with this.
Yeah.
Trying to start him off on something he'd like. And, you know.
We got a Lebowski.
Yeah.
That's the move.
That's what I'll have to do. I don't think he was aware of that one.
That's a Shawn Michael Gallagher.
All right. That's a good call.
Pop if I've ever seen
that's
one.
A good call.
But, yeah, I mean, I just want that Nintendo. I just want that Link Pop so badly.
I'm shocked there wasn't one. I could have swore I saw something along those lines with
that. Was
I really thought I saw it.
My favorite cosplay I've ever seen in my life. When we went to San Diego a few years ago, there was this it was so weird. They had an offsite, it's called Heroes Beer Fest. So it was in this park in downtown San Diego. And the whole thing was DJ'd by the dude that plays Hodor.
Yeah.
Because he's like a DJ in real life. Like, tours Europe and shit. Like, he's a big name fucking DJ in Europe.
Yeah.
So he was fucking spinning.
Yep.
And we're like, of course we're going to go to this. And, like, San Diego was apparently, like, one of the capitals of craft beer in America.
Okay.
Like, apparently it was, like, one of the first places that it blew up in the 90s and... It's craft beer is a big deal there. I had no idea this before going. So there was this festival that was really just in a park. So it was probably, you know, it was like the size of Central Fields at Forest Park. Like, not huge.
Okay.
But then there was probably 20 booths, and each booth was a different craft brewery. It was like $50 to get in, but that got you your first three beers at any tent you go to, and Hodor's DJing.
Right.
And it was a cosplay contest. It was super fucking cool.
Wow.
I hope they do it every time I'm out there.
Yeah.
But while we were there, there were these two girls that were twins.
Uh-huh.
And
cosplay, twins. I'm with you so far.
Yeah, well, I'm about to lose you. but I was so stoked on it. They were the best Link and Dark Link from N64.
Okay.
Like, I fully painted in, like, silver, like, spot on Shadow Link.
Yeah.
And Link. And it was fucking incredible.
Nice.
Like, I was so stoked. Me and my cousins were all there, like, oh my God. We were all losing our shit for it.
You know how I know that story's true? Because if I had a twins at cosplay type story, it would not end that way.
Right. If I made one up,
right, it would be
that
totally
wouldn't be
different.
It.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah. And then they were dressed as Link. Like, no.
Right.
No.
And Dark Link. Link and Shadow Link.
Right. Right.
But because they were twins, that I mean, on top of the fact that, like, they did a great job building their cosplay, but being twins on top of it,
right,
being Link and Shadow Link,
that's cool.
I was real stoked on it.
Yeah. Yeah. I know we're leaving a ton of Funko Pops out, so if anybody has any cool ideas, please
share
them
up with
us
some
on
comments.
On the Twitter, on the Facebook, on the Instagrams.
Let us know how dumb we are for not bringing
right.
up your favorite thing.
I'm sure we forgot so many great ones.
So we can bring it up next time and will it into existence.
That's right, because that's what we do.
I can't wait for the next Funko rollout that's all of these. It's going to be the full Viewisk universe, the OC, Veronica Mars, Nintendo.
We got to figure out how to monetize that.
Well, I think we got to have money first.
I mean, basically, we have the sports almanac, and we don't know how to bet properly.
Right.
That's what we got going on.
That's exactly what it is.
It's very frustrating.
Is there a, can we hit a casino? Is there a thing
right.
for Funko Pop futures?
No shit.
Could we bet on it?
Yeah, if you go to, you know, what casino can I go to? We're like, oh, where's the sports book? Yeah, I need to bet on if Breaking Bad's going to put out new Funko Pops this year.
Right. You bet on what the chase is going to be and how many pieces are going to be involved.
What's the over-under for the Ghostbusters Pop movies?
Right. Yeah.
But Paul Rudd, right? He's getting Pop? We don't know? Oh, 50-1. I'm in.
Dude, Paul Rudd is for sure getting a Pop.
If he's going to be the bad guy, like you say, he might have multiple
That
pops.
Is not like I say. That was like Joe Hipperson.
Oh, that's right. I'm sorry. I apologize. I don't mean to put words in your mouth.
I don't believe he's going to be the bad guy.
I don't want to believe that. But I'd be okay with it also.
I wouldn't.
No?
No. I don't.
We don't even know the story at this point, so we can't say that. How you can say
the
that?
Thing is, I don't know that there's going to be. My hope is that there's not a traditional bad guy. Like, I hope it's more like Ghostbusters 1.
Right.
Where, like, someone is possessed.
Right.
And then.
There's no Vigo.
Yeah. Right. I don't want a Vigo. I don't want a little fucking smarmy shit, whatever that dude's name was. Who had the bad accent?
Yeah, yeah.
Or the fucking weaselly hotel guy in Ghostbusters 2016. Like, I don't want a traditional villain. Yeah. I want this to be an unexpected phenomenon.
He is Vigo!
Clara, when she was, like, a toddler, used to, like, make the Vigo the Carpathian face. That was, like, her go-to when she would get mad. And then, so naturally, I just thought it would be funny to piss my kid off all the time.
Right.
And then I called her Vigo for like 8 months, nice. Which my wife didn't love.
If they did a Ghostbusters Funko Pop run, which they have,
uh-huh.
Would the Ghostbusters 2 Funko Pop run look different?
Yeah.
What would you do different?
So the Ghostbusters 1, the standard Ghostbusters like that I have on my shelf wouldn't be different.
Right.
But with that, there's also, you can get all four covered in Stay Puffed marshmallow shit.
Right.
So for Ghostbusters 2, you're covered in pink slime.
Sure.
You use the same fucking mold, but make it pink.
Right.
You add a Vigo pop.
Right.
For sure.
Right.
You do, instead, they have a 10-inch Stay Puffed marshmallow man. You do a 10-inch Statue of Liberty.
Yep.
With their heads coming out of it.
That's a winner.
Like, yep. That would be a cool pop.
That's a good one. That could be a ride.
Yeah.
You know, they do the rides.
Uh-huh.
That'd be a ride.
For sure.
I like that one. Only sell it at like...
New York Con.
Liberty Island.
Yeah. That would be awesome.
You got to take the ferry in New York to go get the pop.
That would be the shit.
They'd make a fortune in ferry sales also.
Oh my God.
Yep.
And
people will be loaded, man.
Right.
They renting boats left and
more
right.
More people on that island since immigration.
That's right. We saw what Busch Stadium was like for you, Molina
God,
Pop.
God, dude, that was bonkers. That's I fantastic. Can't wait to do it again for the Aussie Pop.
Do you do a Bobby Brown?
No.
For Ghostbusters.
No, I don't do a Bobby Brown.
I loved that song. That was like my prime pop music. I thought that was like, oh my God, he's like actually singing about the movie. It's the first time I ever heard someone sing about the movie. You know what I mean? Like,
and then Will Smith happened.
Plot. Yeah, totally. But, you know. Yeah, but that was way after.
What
Will
after.
Smith sing me?
Fucking Men in Black and Wild Wild West?
Yeah, but that wasn't way after, but that had to be 10 years after.
No.
Ghostbusters 2.
I bet
was...
Ghostbusters 2 was 1990.
Okay.
Men in Black's like 95.
No, where is it?
Maybe 96 at the latest.
I would have said later 90s. Maybe.
Yeah, I think Men in Black and Wild Wild West were both
so hard to tell
mid-90s.
Will never ages.
Sure.
And Tommy Lee Jones has looked ancient since day one.
Forever.
So it's impossible to tell when those movies were filmed.
Right. I would bet.
In Wild Wild West, I would refuse to see no matter when it came out. So I'd have no, I was not going to see that.
But you don't remember the song?
Of course, a little bit of Wild Wild West.
Yeah.
Wiki. I don't know anything. That's all I know. Parents don't understand. That's my Will Smith.
Sure.
That's me.
Sure.
That's me.
Give me if Jazzy Jeff ain't there, I don't want nothing to do with it.
No, That's right. That's, you know, that's one of those, if Dre ain't producing the Snoop Dogg song, I ain't going to listen.
I ain't trying to hear that.
No. This is how it works, man. This is how it works. So.
God damn.
That's all I got. I don't know how I got to that tangent, but
no, I think that'll be good.
All right, thanks, guys.
See ya.